Welcome back to Tardy Takes. I'm Bartley. With me is Shellen. We've made it to episode 69. Nice.
Nice.
On our episode today, the card is also going to be Tighten Our Belts. Extra nice. Providing the positive side is going to be Shellen. Providing the negative side will be me. Randomizer says I'm going to go first. But before Shellen reads that card, I do have to point out I did not remember to point out when we reached episode 50. However, I remembered 69, mostly because we got to 50 and I was like, damn, I missed commemorating episode 50. So I guess I'll have to wait for 69. And I just uploaded everything into the RSS feed. And what was the last episode I did? 68. So good luck. We got lucky. So that's the story. Anyway, well thought out and planned is always on this show. But anyway, now that I've told the story of that, Shellen, why don't you read the card?
Okay. Tighten Our Belts is a zero-cost leadership event that has a refresh action that says, choose a player. Each hero that player controls that did not spend any resources this round gains one resource. Only one copy of Tighten Our Belts can be played by the players each round. All right, Bartley, you are up first here for us. What is bad about this card?
So when you typically play these resource cards, like the point is that they're supposed to like accelerate your deck to make you be able to play cards out more quickly. However, I find the tempo of this card is just not good. It's not what you're hoping for because I guess the nice thing about it is that if you do spend a resource on a hero, you can still get it on your other ones. It doesn't have to be all three have to have it, but yeah, you have to wait a whole round to play cards, which usually is not ideal because it's like, okay, well, I play things. It means I'm not having any more options to do anything. Not great. So you have to wait till the resource, to the refresh to play this card. So you've wasted a whole, and also like if you tried to play Test of Will, Hasty Stroke, Faint or whatever, and you were waiting, now you screwed it up because now it's like, well, now I can't get another tactics resource or whatever. So you're hurting your tempo that way. And then the fact that it's only one copy can be played by the players each round further adds to the tempo hit of this card that you couldn't just do like, I kind of understand like why they wouldn't want you to do three because it's like, oh, you get a couple of these on turn one in a multiplayer game and then four people play it on a person would be like, oh my God, right? But just this card's tempo is so slow and I think there are much better options than playing this if you're looking for resources. I think even the four doomed for Legacy of Numenor is better. Well, we've mentioned, we know we love Man the Walls. I know that's only gets you one, but it's like, I just find there's a lot better options that you don't have to wait so much to play a card that gets you the resources. That's just how I feel about it. I think it's too slow for a card that wants to, in theory, speed up your deck.
Yeah, there is definitely that issue with it. Yeah, having to wait until the end of the round is tough. I think the worst feels bad for me is I do include this in a couple decks, is when you are like, okay, I'm not going to spend anything because I really want the Tighten Our Belt resources. And then you get to either like the quest phase or the combat phase, and you're forced to spend a resource on like a Test of Will or a Faint or something like that you're like, oh no, I didn't play anything in the planning phase because I wanted that. So it does do that every once in a while. Before I do my positive here to just kind of further commemorate our episode here with another one of our mutual interests, who is the most famous NBA player that wore number 69? Do you know? Who would you think?
Ooh, that's a good question. I actually don't know.
Yeah, well, that's a good answer. It has never actually been worn in the NBA or ABA.
I was hoping it was going to be like Swaggy P, but
well,
I knew he didn't wear that.
So. Dennis Rodman, near the twilight of his career, famously tried to do it with the Dallas Mavericks, and David Stern told him no, he couldn't do it. So Rodman would have been the first, but he got shut down by the commissioner.
Yeah, that makes sense for Stern.
So my positive is kind of similarly related in that I think as like a general card, I agree it's not that good, but I think it works pretty well in some of your decks. I've had a couple decks, a Hobbit deck in particular, and then also of my Bond of Friendship mediocre stuff deck. And when I say a Hobbit deck, sorry, I'm meaning like a Tom Cotton Tri-Sphere Hobbit deck, where it's really hard to play things on turn one anyway, because your cost curve is such that almost everything is costing two in your deck. And I run into that issue in both of those decks. Like, almost all Hobbit allies cost two, and they don't have a cost reducer like Olorien does for Sylvans, for example, where you could conceivably pay one for Olorien and then reduce the cost of a different sphere to get one in. Like, all Hobbit allies basically just cost two, so you're not playing them anyway. And I run into that with the cost curve on my Bond of Friendship deck as well, where it's like, I got just so many two-cost cards and not that many good one costers that this card works really well in those decks to mulligan hard for, because I'm not playing anything turn one anyway. I'm just going to try to limp through that first round questing with my heroes in the Hobbit deck and staying below threat, or just trying to get some card draw on my Bond of Friendship one, so that when I hit that refresh phase I can play this and I start round two with three resources on each hero. And it's a really big swing a lot of times, because then I can afford, you know, maybe three allies that second round, bang, because of this thing, and then still have resources left over. So I think as a resource accelerant, it is okay if you have a really wonkily cost-curved deck. Like, it allows you to do that sort of thing. Like, I wouldn't recommend building your deck so it has that cost curve, but there are a couple of these sorts of decks out there that really benefit from this version of accelerant, because you weren't going to be playing a card anyway.
Yeah, I suppose. What a surprise, a card is good in a Bond of Friendship.
Right, yeah. I mean, that's a little unfair.
Because
you do get the extra resource with four heroes instead of three.
Right, yeah, so you're getting the extra, like, 33% out of this card, too, which is freaking huge, as opposed to three, you're getting four. So, yeah, I could see it being good in that deck, especially, as you mentioned, with the weird way you have to play that type of deck. And a lot of times that's a deck where you can turtle for a turn because you have so many heroes that it makes up for not having the extra allies. You usually have the space to have somebody who's good at defending, blah, 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 blah. But we've talked about that card plenty. So, yeah, I think Anish, I like the fact that it exists, because I think there's, Steward of Gondor is just too good.
Right.
Obviously. I mean, everybody knows that. So I like seeing all these other ways of trying to make leadership get resources. And when this card came out, I thought, oh, this is pretty cool. I've played it, not had huge success with it, but I like the idea. You know, I wish in a world where Steward of Gondor didn't exist, a lot of these cards would be a lot more interesting.
Yeah.
And I think you'd see them played a lot more, and I think I would be much higher on this card. But it, you know, that's the world that we live in, right? That card exists, so it's difficult to not look at the other resource cards and be like, ooh, it feels weak, even though it's maybe not as weak as it seems. Does that make sense, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah. So I thought we had some nice arguments there, Shellen, but we are going to end here. People can vote on the poll, and we'll see everybody on the next episode.